We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. 6:20. You may be late. You may be stuck in traffic. Paul Douglas with you. Hope your day is going well. It's going to get better. And I'm so relieved to be complaining about the heat. It's going to be a warm one at Target Field this evening. The Twins host the Yankees, 6:30 pregame, 7:10 first pitch right here on CCO. In the meantime, Blois Olson is joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. We got a little breaking news with what's happening right now at 38th and Chicago. Hey, Blois, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, we just learned that crews are trying to reopen George Floyd Square again this morning at 38th in Chicago. Of course, they tried this last week, and there was quite a bit of pushback. And then people from the neighborhood and some activists, reclosed the square with barricades, etc. So it'll be interesting to see just how aggressive they are today in keeping it open. If once it's open, if they guard it in any way or try to prohibit people from re-barricading George Floyd Square. I think after the shooting, police shooting last week in Uptown, there was some attempts to kind of create a similar space in Uptown, which I know the city and law enforcement have tried to disrupt as much as possible. So stay tuned to that throughout the day.
Sure. Blois, it may be too early to know, but who's making this call? Is it coming from Mayor Fry's office? Are community organizations also involved, or do we not know yet?
I don't think we know specifically for sure. I do think that probably, you know, at the direction of the mayor, or with the blessing of the mayor, I would guess that Agape, that community group that was involved last week, is involved again. But it's clearly city employees that are doing, you know, the heavy lifting with city equipment, et cetera. To clear the section and try to make it, you know, more of a roundabout than a blocked off intersection.
Got it. Hey, bring us up to speed on these protests over the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline throughout northern Minnesota that's proposed to go in. I can't remember a coalition of environmental groups, faith groups, and indigenous people all working together to shut something like this down. Is this unique, and where do we stand?
Well, I don't think it is unique. I think we saw this with the Dakota Access Pipeline a few years ago. I think what you're seeing is this line is not proposed, Paul. It's under construction. It's well under construction. And this is, you know, a noticeable protest presence during construction of the pipeline. I think this was anticipated. This is kind of what they wanted to do. I think it's important to also note that many indigenous tribes in the area where the line goes through have supported the line, and there's many employees out there that are indigenous. Enbridge is also a sponsor of Morning Take and an advertiser here on CCO. So full disclosure before people push back and say, you know. But I think obviously when 100 people show up, or when people chain themselves to equipment, you're gonna have media coverage. You're gonna have a lot of drama. But I think it's less likely that it's gonna stop. In fact, they say that their only hope is that, you know, President Biden stops construction, and he has indicated that that's not on the agenda.
Okay. Talk to us about the special session, which starts on Monday. Where is there some bipartisan agreement related to the budget specifically?
We're starting to see some leaks from these conference committees. On education yesterday, you started to see some movement on spending levels, some of the curriculum pieces. I think there's still some sticking points, but they're making progress there. The commerce details of the commerce bill, which deal with liquor and pull tabs, came out yesterday, and it looks like there won't be any changes in the growler law or any other liquor laws, but there also won't be any changes in pull tabs for the state. So, you know, they're going to start to do this. There'll be a couple open meetings tomorrow that people could watch, but they're scheduled to come back Monday. What we don't hear is where the governor stands on these things. He's been a part of the negotiations. His team has been a part of the negotiations, but he hasn't kind of drawn his lines yet. And the two big outstanding issues are police reform and clean cars, which are major obstacles for the House and the Senate to try to agree on.
Yeah, we'll see if they can find some common ground, especially with a clean cars proposal. I notice in your morning take, Blois, that today is National Best Friend Day. I'm curious, and I have to ask, and you can plead the fifth, but who is your best friend and why?
Oh, I think there's a combo platter that's a couple buddies from high school, Dan and Chris, and a couple guys from college, Chris and Frank, and we've all kind of come together as a fivesome. And, you know, the reason everybody, we have fun, we can joke, but when things, when you need each other, you're there. And who's yours, Paul?
I don't know if my wife is listening. It would have to be my wife for nearly 37 years. You know, she really is my best friend. But I've got, you know, a handful of lifelong friends. It's kind of funny. Some people, you know, count up the number of Facebook friends they have or Twitter followers, and that's all fine and good. But I think if you can have 3, 4, 5 lifelong friends that you can tell anything to, and, you know, just lapse right back into the conversation that you stopped months ago, I think you're doing something right. So I'm grateful for those friends.
I would agree.
Thank you,
and I would also say guys have to be better at that. That's all.
Yeah.
Also what I
Women, as a rule, are much better at making and keeping friends. Blois Olson, thank you, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.